I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Oh, I forgot I was on the air. It's a sunshine day. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And Dean's Entertainment Report. Everybody's smiling.
Don't stop singing.
Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I can really hear Jan singing.
It's a sunshine day.
Everybody's smiling.
Marsha.
How are you, Dean?
Wendy, I've missed you so much.
You're miffed at me? What?
No, it did sound like I said that, but I meant missed.
I know. I haven't talked to you in so long.
It's been a long time. We need to set up a special. We need to do a special private segment every day.
All right.
Where I call you and we just talk.
Are we going to do it on the air or just?
No, privately.
Oh, okay.
It'll be much more interesting privately.
All right.
Could be a new podcast. Wendy and Dean After Dark.
I love it. Can we wear bathrobes?
Yeah. Wow.
Excellent.
Well, all right, settle down, John Cena.
How about that? God, that guy is... I love that
Fearless.
Peacemaker show. It is so good with him.
He's so good in everything. He was... Was it the Barbie movie where he was a mermaid?
Can I honestly tell you,
I have not seen
it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm lame-o.
Yeah. It was only the biggest movie last year. Why would you tap into
it? I haven't seen Oppenheimer either.
Wow.
I know. I got to get a life.
You get a Barbenheimer weekend going on here now
that
all the Oscars are over. Yeah, he played a mermaid. He absolutely is fearless in what he does. And Sunday was the topper of all toppers of... Basically, coming on stage with two Band-Aids on.
Yeah. All in all, a pretty good show. And I loved the supporting actress, the women supporting women. That was just a beautiful moment.
Yeah. I like what they're doing with introducing the acting awards with previous winners talking to the current nominees. I think that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, clearly, some of them had, you know, relationships, friendships, et cetera. It was especially meaningful, you know, when you could see that was clearly going on. But it's a nice way. A better way of just saying their names.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. All right, so I was reading about Taylor Swift's favorite drink. Can I just tell you this? It used to be a Cosmo when Sex and the City came back, but now you know what her favorite drink is?
I don't.
It's called the French Blonde.
Huh.
It's
tell me more, won't you?
Yes, it features gin. The French apéritif, yeah. Lillet.
I am not familiar with Lillet.
Lillet.
Okay.
Saint Germain liqueur and grapefruit juice.
Oh, that sounds tasty. The ones I know, it sounds tasty.
Yeah. So.
And a lot of people don't like gin. I happen to enjoy gin cocktail. I prefer gin martinis over vodka martinis. I'm old school that way.
I am getting into gin again.
Yeah.
I went away with it.
You get a good quality gin, and it's actually quite delightful.
Mm-hmm. And refreshing for this nice summer that's coming someday.
So you kids, you listen to the boozy people on the radio right now.
Boozy. So tell me, what happened overnight with Tay-Tay?
Well, you know, she is just a genius marketer.
Yep.
And so, you know, she has this big movie that was out last year, hugely successful, Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour movie. And, you know, they, after it ran for a while, then they put a little more stuff into it so people would go pay again to go see it again. And then they announced it was going to be on Disney Plus starting tomorrow. And this morning, through the overnight hours, about 2 o'clock in the morning, they released a little clip of one of the 5 songs which will be included in the Disney Plus version of the movie that'll begin tomorrow. And it is called Cardigan, and we have a little clip of that for you right now. Enjoy your cocktail and listen, please. Yeah, so there you go.
She never ceases to amaze me, seriously.
So now all of us Swifties, we're going to put on our friendship bracelets and put the Disney Plus on tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, by the way, is when the new version, Taylor's version, as they're calling it, of the movie will drop on the streaming platform. So if you want to watch the video of what you just heard, the full 54 seconds, it's on Apple. God, I feel dirty when I do this sometimes.
I know. The world is changing, is it not?
But you know what? It's so genius. She figured out a way for people to see her movie about 17 times. And, you know, her fans are so enthusiastic. They'll do it. So why not? You know, bring a little enjoyment. It's, you know, there's nothing but enjoyment that goes along with this movie for the fans. Anyway, it's on Apple's App Store, and you can go watch it there. We did get more information. I feel like I'm Wolf Blitzer reporting on on the inside of the election. Also, it's been revealed that the song Death by a Thousand Cuts is one of the four bonus acoustic songs which will be seen after the credits of the Disney Plus version. So there's some new songs that are actually part of the movie, and this four-song acoustic set that is going to be after the credits of the movie. Back to you and Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. Are you the Scud Stud?
Wow.
All right. Well, this is Dean with breaking entertainment news, and we will continue with more.
I'm in the Taylor Swift Situation Room right now, keeping an eye on.
Yes, you are, Wolf. Or Coyote, I'll call you.
Yeah, I like that better.
WGN.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We're talking to Dean Richards, and there was a flash mob in St. Charles. I saw this.
That sounds like something violent happened, but actually it was really kind of sweet. Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block is just one of the nicest guys there is. Resident of St. Charles. That's where he and wife Jenny McCarthy live. That's where his Wahlburgers restaurant is, one of many around the country. But he got word that a bunch of fans, New Kids fans, were outside the restaurant, and they had learned the choreography for one of the songs that they're doing, that the kids are doing in concert. And Donnie said, "What the heck? I want to go check it out." And he went and sort of crashed his own flash mob in front of the restaurant. You know, these fans were out there doing the dance and having a good time. Donnie Wahlberg pulls up. Can you imagine if you're a super fan like that and your guy actually pulls up in the middle of it all, and he does the dance with them.
That's great.
They posted it all up online. If you want to take a look at it, those guys, the New Kids on the Block, are could not be nicer. I've been out there several times with them at the Wahlburgers in St. Charles. We've talked with them many times. They are just about as down to earth as can be, incredibly entertaining. And he could have easily stayed in his St. Charles mansion. He didn't have to come out to join the fans, but he did. I think that says something about him.
And I just feel like because of TikTok that may be banned, celebrities seem to be more approachable these days. They're making more videos with fans. They're doing cooler things. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. That's the way to get things done right now.
Yeah.
The digital component of everything is so important. This is kind of an interesting side note. Neil Young pulled his music off of Spotify, I don't know, a couple of years ago, something like that. It was during COVID. when Joe Rogan was, you know, making, you know, our claims about COVID and this and that. And Neil Young said, and a bunch of artists said, I don't want to be on the same platform as him. And he pulled all of his music off of Spotify, as did many other artists. But yesterday, Neil Young put his music back on Spotify again, because he said there's no, you know, if your music is not on someplace, some platform digitally right now, fans can't hear it.
Yes, that's
so
true.
And so he said, you know, I give up. I'm going to put my music back on Spotify. And, you know, his big protest ended that way.
I think I have to go see Neil Young this summer. He'll be out in the Tinley Park area. Yeah. I got to go.
Sorry, Neil Young fans. I cannot stand Neil Young.
Really?
When I hear his voice, I get like a physiological reaction.
Well, like some of the stuff is
on a heart of gold.
Well, that's a bad representation. But like rocking in the free world, he's not a chicken.
He sounds like he is sometimes.
And you know what he looks like? Do you remember when you used to
make... A chicken.
No.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Remember when you used to make Applehead dolls? You would carve a little face in there and put them in the oven and they would shrink up?
That's even more insulting than what I said.
I love him, though.
I know a lot of people absolutely love his music. I just, you know, you can't love everything. I'm just not a fan, so that's okay.
Well, that's all right. What about Lenny Kravitz? Are you a fan of his?
I am a fan of Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
Not only his music...
I wish he'd pull a John Cena for me.
Well, you know, hello. What? He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame the other day, which is you know, very, very nice. Who's there to present him with the star? None other than Denzel Washington.
They're buddies, huh?
They are close friends. He says that you know, Denzel has been friends with his family forever. And that's a pretty nice thing when you get an honor like that, and Mr. Denzel Washington shows up to you know, help do the honors. So congrats to him. Lenny Kravitz, great singer, great rocker. I love that. And he is a really good actor. Really, really good actor. If you see him in movie roles, you know, multi-talented. So,
and a famous family. His mom, Roxy Roker, was on The Jeffersons.
Yep.
Yep. Well, and his daughter, Zoe.
Yep.
Kravitz.
Yep.
Are you cooking shepherd's pie?
I am making shepherd's pie on TV today. It's all about the Irish cooking. I've done corned beef and cabbage a million times. Got a lot of recipes that you can find online if that's what you're looking for. But we've never done shepherd's pie before. So I think it's going to go pretty well. We'll see.
Can you say a word that I will know is for me? Can you somewhere work savory into it?
I can.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'll go, Faith in Begara. Savory.
All right. Enjoy your shepherd's pie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Dean O. Richards.